Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to the Word of Grace for this Sunday morning of the 15th of January. Whether you are a regular listener or you've just found us and tuned in, I'm delighted to have you here. Whatever your circumstances of this new year for you, I trust the Lord would make his presence known to you. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. Opening words from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who makes the Lord their trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide. Clear for me.
Let us pray. We come this day, God of patient love, to draw near to your holy self in worship and in praise, to seek your face. We rejoice in the fact that we can come to you in prayer as a worthy and acceptable sacrifice to you, that you not only hear our prayers, but you also hear our cries for help and guidance, and that you respond to our petitions through your generous love and mercy. How awesome it is that we can share our joy in doing your will, our God, for your instructions are written on our hearts. We come this day to draw near to you as a response to the way that you are always ready to draw near to us, to lift us out of the sticky situations in which we foolishly find ourselves. We praise you for the way that you lift us up onto solid ground, so that with a firm footing we can walk each day in the knowledge of your enduring and timeless love. We ask again that you hear our prayers and draw us ever nearer to your holy self in faith and trust, and to have the blessed assurance of your presence with us always. We need to confess to you, merciful God, that we rather like living dangerously, and that we have been attracted and seduced by those things that are not godly. Forgive us the errors of our ways, and the sins of our thoughts, words, and deeds. The Lord is faithful. God sends the Redeemer, the Holy One, the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is Christ Jesus, and because of him, our sins are forgiven. In him, may we receive grace and peace, and abide in him and in his fellowship. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Words from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, at verse 29. This is an account of what happened the day after Jesus was baptized. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'And one comes after me who has surpassed me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one whom will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." And so they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who had heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Kephas," which, when translated, is Peter.
"Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and power. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. He is able, he is able.
Our reflection today is taken from words by Nathan Nettleton, an Australian pastor. He invites us to put ourselves into the shoes of the disciples who followed after Jesus and asked him where he was staying. What are you looking for? Good question. What are you looking for? That's what Jesus asks, and that's what he asks of you. John said he was something special, the Lamb of God. So you were just following at a respectful distance to have a look. Who is he? What's he on about? Where is he coming from? We'll take a look, you thought. The Lamb of God? What was John talking about? The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? What did he mean, calling someone that? Weird. Normally, talk of lambs and God is about us offering some kind of sacrifice to God, but that would be our lamb for God. John said the Lamb of God. That's God's lamb. What's John on about? Does that mean God is offering a sacrifice? To the world? To us? What's going on? Better go and have a look at this Lamb of God. So there you are. Not exactly minding your own business, for sure, but not getting in his way either. A respectful distance, just quietly watching, wondering, trying to suss him out. Who is he? Where is he coming from? What's he on about? Just watching and wondering, trying to make some sense of it, trying to make some sense of him, of this Lamb of God. But now the respectful distance has been broken. You didn't mean to bother him, you didn't mean to catch his attention, but now he has turned and looked you in the eye. In the eye? It feels like he's looking right through you, into the hidden depths of your soul. It's not a hostile look, not aggressive, but strong, so unnerving. There's nowhere to hide from a look like that, and now he's speaking. What are you looking for? You. What are you looking for? And so you stammer out a question of your own. Rabbi, where are you staying? And though it starts out as an innocuous question, a time waster, a subject changer, before it is out of your mouth, you know that it's taken on a life of its own, for it has revealed more than you intended. It's been a lot more closely related to his searching question than you ever intended. Come and see where I'm coming from. Where the questions are real and deep calls to deep, where the truth about life is written in acts of love and faithfulness, and your sin with the sin of the world is taken away on the wings of mercy. Come and see where I'm coming from, where the broken-hearted find healing, where the poor and neglected discover good news, where blind eyes are opened, where legs long crippled dance for joy, where those who have lived so long in prisons of fear and despair see the doors burst open and hear a voice say, "What are you looking for? There is freedom here. Come and see." Come and see where I'm coming from, where perfect love burns with a fire that never goes out, with a fire that burns bright as the light of the world, where the Father abides in the Son and the Son abides in the Father and the Spirit proceeds from them both and calls us to come and see, that we might abide in them and they in us, and the fire of love might burn in us, and that we might know where we belong and who we are and to whom we belong. Come and see where I'm coming from, where perfect love breaks the power of hatred and fear, where perfect mercy breaks the power of sin and bitterness, where God, far from demanding a sacrifice, offers a sacrifice, the Lamb of God, to sate humanity's callous and voracious appetite for making and consuming back victims. Come and see where the Lamb of God breaks free from the teeth of death and says to all his fellow victims, come and see, come and be free, come and see where I'm coming from, where I abide forever. Come and find me abiding in the prayers of my people as they abide in me and pray in me. Come and find me abiding in word and water, in wine and bread. Come and find me as bread is broken and the sin of the world is taken away and the hungry are fed and the thirsty are filled. Come and see where I belong. Come and see where you belong. Come and see what you are looking for. Come and see who you are, who you were created to be, who you are destined to be. Come and see. Come. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you alone are the Holy One, the great Redeemer of your people. From the womb of chaos you pulled a newborn earth. Even before they were born, you called your people by name to be a light to the nations. You have revealed to us your chosen servant, the one in whom you are glorified, your Son and our Lord, Jesus the Messiah. And when he was killed, you raised him to life, and through him you have taken away the sin of the world. And by your grace, all who call upon his name are baptized with your Holy Spirit and enriched with every spiritual gift as we await the day when his glory will be revealed as the light of salvation to all nations. We thank you for the work and witness of your church, bringing your good news into many lives and situations throughout the earth. Today we pray for congregations, ones that are struggling for resources, churches caught up in conflict, and for all whose members are tired and needing your renewing spirit. Guide them with your grace. We thank you for the healing that comes from your hand, O God, in times of reconciliation when your forgiving love is at work, and in times when pain is eased and grief is comforted. Today we pray for those whose emotions are raw, for those whose bodies are weakened in this winter of sickness, and for any whose minds are troubled in any way. Give them hope for new life with you. And we lift to you the people around the world, who work for justice and unity to prevail in the midst of division, in nations where conflict has broken out or repression rules, in places facing poverty, famine, or destruction from disaster, and anywhere racial and ethnic disparities weaken common life. We pray for our own nation and province, for Quebec and Canada. Send your justice to bring relief and your peace to help understanding prevail. And as the followers of Jesus, give us the courage to unite not only in prayer, but also in action for the needs of the world. Strengthen us to work together despite our differences, so others may see what it means to follow you. In Christ's name, and in his name too, we join in the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in this time. You'd be very welcome to join us in person or online at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Or may you find your own way to the fellowship where you have been blessed and where you have been led to faith. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.